This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so I guess I'll be off mute soon, but right now it's me and my private thoughts, and I'm just gonna say whatever I want, and oh boy, he's done. We're live. No, I know we're live. Stop. Hey, guess what, everybody? Guess what? That's right. Remember that sound? Remember that sound? Remember this one? Yeah, that means the best show's back. Yeah, back in the studio, phone calls, the whole deal. I've been gone for a few months, but guess what? You can't stop this thing. I know you can't top it, but you might be able to stop it. But bad news, suckers, you can't stop it, and you can't top it. It's the best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host. I've always been the host, and I always will be the host. And we got an exciting show for you tonight. We're going to take calls and catch up with old friends and get the ball rolling. And guess what? Guess what? I said, guess what? We're doing it. Why we're back. We had no say in the matter. Yeah, you think I want to be back? No. I was having a perfectly good time watching Spike Lee's Masterclass. Which I'm going to say this. That is a masterclass, man. You watch that. You learn a lot about a lot of things. Maybe I'll start doing a masterclass on what? Maybe broadcasting. Consider this your master class. I'm your teacher. My name is Tom Sharpling, and this is my master class, and you are my students. Learn how to talk into microphones and to live life and be funny. Just start taking notes, because here we go. It's the best show.
Alone. that have broken this guitar. Oh, we don't look the same as you.
Is this it? Am I on? Can you hear me? Hello? Brett? Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Oh, it's Brett. Look at that. Double threats, Brett.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Well, thanks for helping get this rolling, and it's the best show! And I'm here doing it. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tom.
I don't think I want to do this. Thanks, everybody. We're done. No!
Ooh, it's not good when I feel that push and pull. I was having a good time. Actually, was I having a good time? No! I wasn't! I missed the show. Not happy with the show, not happy without the show. At some point, kids gotta look in the mirror.
Thinking, what is happening?
So, I say to myself, best show, pulled the plug back in early June. It's time. We got things to accomplish here. We got work to do. Well, let's talk about the music first. Who'd we hear? We heard something from Kiwi Jr. That was a band from Toronto. And they have a new record coming out, I guess, next year. They have a single maybe this year, new record next year. And they're going to be on the Sub Pop label. Congratulations to those young entrepreneurial Toronto folk. Eating that bad pizza. That's bad pizza too. It's just bad. It's so bad up there. That pizza. I don't know who brought the recipe up there. Who brought the recipe? Cause they must have forgotten part of it. And or they wrote on, maybe it was written on cardboard and then they were like, and then we make the pizza on cardboard, of course. Like they got it, mixed up in there somewhere. Neither here nor there. Undecided Voters by Kiwi Jr. That's my pick to click for 2021. It's good stuff. And then before that, Islands. Islands, we heard, what did we hear? Vapors from the album of the same name, which is a good album, a great album. Last week we played Islands, the song, feel evil creeping in. Cause I did feel some evil creeping in, but I think the evil's creeping out. I think so. I don't know what's going on right now. Some weird times, man. Some people are like, there's a coup going on. And then other people are like, it's a baby crying and everybody's trying to placate a baby. I don't know which one it is. Maybe it's a baby trying to do a coup. Could be a little bit of both. And that's why I played the Misshapes by Pulp. Those are some fitting lyrics that we can all hang on to as we go out of 2020 and into 2021. Just remember, there's more of us than them. That's how it goes. So anyway, why did I gather you all here? Simple. Because Toffee Fae, the candy Toffee Fae, is that how you say it? Toffee Fae? I think that's how you say it. Is that the most frustrating candy ever? Weird half moon made up of caramel Little nut dropped in the middle, chocolate blob on top. You eat it. So unsatisfying. So good. It should be like, they should just melt four of them together and make it like a little toffee-fee bar. I think that's what the problem is. You just pop them in your mouth, then they're done. I don't know. Something about this toffee-fee thing we got to get to the bottom of. What's the number?
Two. Dead hug.
Wait, who's that? Pat?
That was me, yes.
How are you, Pat?
I'm good. I'm in the Jersey City studio.
You're in Jersey City. I'm in Los Angeles. And the phone number, 201-332-3484. Got any good callers, Pat?
I sure do.
Why don't you throw one my way, please?
Going to line one.
Best show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's your favorite Oreo reviewer.
Oh, my goodness. If there could not be a better way to start this return of the best show. And I'm going to just say this. This is Michelle. She is somebody. This is one of the great things about America. Is that in other countries, if you had someone who was obsessed with Oreo cookies, they'd lock you up and they'd throw away the key. Right?
Yeah.
In America, we celebrate the Oreo obsessives. And Michelle, you are American.
100%.
You have an Oreo cookie obsession. You track the new flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been going on in the world of Oreo cookies?
Oh, Tom, where do I begin? I don't remember if I had called in about the tiramisu Oreos, but those were okay. You can't get them anymore.
The holiday Oreos. You don't think I could get a tiramisu cookie?
Did you like them? What's your review?
No, I didn't have any.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were okay. Just real tiramisu is much better.
Real everything is better than these Oreo flavors.
Okay, that's arguable.
Is there, okay. Give me one thing that the Oreo replication of it is better than the original.
The cotton candy Oreos. I mention this every time. I circle back to it. It's the flavor is unmatched. It's not the same texture as cotton candy, but the flavor, they nailed it.
All right. The one, look, you maybe found the loophole because cotton candy in it and of itself is flawed, unsatisfying, borderline disgusting. Right? It's a stomach ache. It's a stomach ache waiting to happen.
I mean, yeah, but I like it. I think it's fluffy. It melts in your mouth. The colors are so cute.
For cotton candy?
It's a happy experience for me.
I once described the president as being a curious. When I wrote the recaps of The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, I wrote that he was not unlike a curious orangutan who stuck his head into a cotton candy maker.
Well, now that you put it like that, I mean, I've never had orange or like white, off-white. What kind of color is hair? It's like spray tanned hair. I've never had that color cotton candy. So I just kind of associate it with like pink and blue.
Yeah.
But you know, now you put it like that, it really
just that texture, my eyes. Though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then in England, they call it candy floss.
Candy floss. Yeah. Cause it gets in your teeth.
But how long does it stay in your teeth?
How long does it stay in your teeth or stay in your teeth?
Stay in your teeth.
Not long.
Three seconds before it melts away?
Yeah, it melts away. It's a great experience. It's like a roller coaster of texture, of feeling. I don't know. I think you need to to try cotton candy again.
So this cotton candy Oreo was, you thought it was outstanding. So look, that's maybe exception because cotton candy in and of itself is so weak that the Oreo outdid a regular cotton candy. This cotton candy in it is not so hot. But when you get like s'mores.
Well, yeah.
You tell me you'd rather eat some weird chemical Oreo s'more?
No, I mean, of course not. But they did nail it, like, the flavor on that one, definitely one of their best.
Which one, the s'mores?
Yeah, s'mores. And then, of course, the Reese's. Because that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just the Reese's peanut butter and the chocolate. But it tasted like a Reese's. And I know you can just smush a Reese's in between two cookies, but it's not the same. I've tried it.
Okay. You did try it?
Of course I tried it, yeah.
You tried smushing an Oreo, a Reese's peanut butter into an Oreo, Oreo cookies?
Tom, this quarantine bit has brought out a lot of different sides of me. I've experimented with a lot of different things and, you know, that's one of them. And yes, I have. I have tried it.
So tell me about the new Oreos, the new ones, yeah. Michelle.
So I actually have with me right now, I didn't even crack it open yet because I was waiting, but.
Oh my goodness.
Since the best show is back, I said maybe tonight's the night. So I have the gingerbread Oreos here with me right now.
So this is like a holiday themed Oreo.
Yes. And they're really cute. They have. It says right here on the package, 5 festive designs, and it shows a little gingerbread guy. And it seems like, okay, the description. Gingerbread-flavored cookie with gingerbread-flavored cream with crunchy sugar crystals. So it sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I can try one.
Let's hear it.
Give you a live review.
And now in the meantime, since we've last spoken, you've become like – the Oreo person.
Yeah, I've gotten some fans, it seems like. I just made some YouTube videos, and I've been doing them there. And now I'm
you
on TikTok.
Eating, you trying the cookies out.
I'm doing cookies. I'm doing all kinds of weird snacks. I'm doing it all, because there was a little bit of an Oreo drought, so I had to turn to other gross snacks. But it just, you know, it's kind of been my thing.
What would you think about this flavor before you eat the
sure.
hand sanitizer flavored Oreo? Take hand sanitizer, mix it in with the cream.
Okay.
The cream filling. And it's like a sterilizing Oreo. Like it fixes your insides.
I'm kind of a germaphobe, so I would be into that. Is the cream colored at all? Would you color
it's
the
clear.
Cream?
It's going to be clear.
Clear, like Crystal Pepsi.
Yes. Look at somebody through the icing.
Yes, I would 100% buy and try this. I would be glad to review this.
Mm-hmm.
I would take one for the team.
What if there was a new Oreo cookie and it didn't say what it was, but it just said toilet.
Would try. By default, I feel like I have to try.
If it just had a picture of a toilet on it, it just said toilet-flavored Oreos.
Yeah, I would try it. It kind of reminds me of, like, the Jelly Bellies, that it's, like, the mystery flavor, like, summer
sure,
really
yeah.
some, like, smell. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would do that.
What about one that was called... what if in quotes it said poison? Like the word poison was in quotes. But it did have a picture of a little casket on it.
Because poison is in quotes, I would think, haha, it's a mm-hmm. joke. I would try it. And then if I do go out by Oreo, then I would think that's what was aligned for me.
They would say that Michelle certainly died doing what she loved.
That's true. And I think that's how you should die if, you know, when it happens.
What if there was one that said pet dander?
I have two dogs, so I feel like I'm already kind of ingesting that on a daily basis.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would try it. I would see what they've been on it.
Pet dander.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if there was one that called kibble flavored?
That I would be hesitant, but at the same time, how bad could it be?
What if kibble? Because Oreo's definitely making it.
Right.
It's like this is not some maniac doing this. The Oreo Corporation. Who's the parent company?
Nabisco.
Nabisco.
Mondelez. Mondelez owns the whole thing.
Okay. What if one was just like, don't eat this?
Oh, I would, of course, eat it. Why would I not?
Because it said, don't eat this? Might be part of why you don't?
No, but they're making it, so somebody's got to eat it. Why can't it be me? I think it should be me.
All right, fair enough.
I'm so desperate for sponsorship by them that I would do anything at this point.
You'd get an Oreo tattoo.
Yeah, I think I would.
You would?
I'm so thirsty for sponsorship. I think I would. It's part of me. It's truly just, you know, my brand. I mean, I would get it, you know, I wouldn't get it on my forehead or anything, but I think I could make it work somewhere.
Well, what if somebody from Oreo wanted you to get one on your forehead? $300,000. They bring $300,000.
To get a tattoo on my forehead. I think I would dupe them. I would say yes, and then I would get a fake tattoo, and then they would think it's real, and then I take the money. And
you
then
really think that's off. How dumb they are over the Oreo Corporation?
I'm not calling. I don't want to publicly shame anybody at Oreo. I'm trying to be on good terms with them. You know what? For the sake of, because I don't know who's listening. Yes. Yes, I would. I love Oreo so much. I would get an Oreo tattoo on my forehead. Great. In real ink. Wink, wink.
Okay. So tell me about this gingerbread Oreo. Let's hear.
Okay. So there are a lot of cute designs. There are 5 designs as promised. They're all very festive. They're all very like winter Christmassy. All right. So I'm going to smell it first. That's what I always do. It smells like a ginger snap. I don't know if you like ginger snaps. I really like ginger snaps.
I do.
That's a good sign to me. Okay. So then next step, you got to taste the cream. So it looks like a candy cane, kind of like speckles in the cream. And it's really gingery. It's not minty.
Okay.
So that's good. And then, so far, the design is good. The cream is good. And now you got to go into the bite, so. You know what? You heard it here first. This is the first 5 out of 5 Oreo.
Oh my goodness.
In a while, like original flavor. These are very good. I'm shocked. So, all my Oreo heads out there, if you like ginger.
If you like sugar.
It's more gingery than sugary, I think.
What if there was an Oreo flavor that just said Ron on it?
Ron, like the name?
Yeah, it just said the name Ron.
Yeah, I get it. What's up with Ron? What's Ron's favorite flavor? What does Ron taste like?
Well, that's the whole thing. You don't know if it's Ron's favorite flavor or if it tastes literally like Ron.
Willing to find out.
What if there was one that said Lemmy?
Lemmy?
And it had a picture of Lemmy from Motorhead on the package.
I feel like that would taste, I don't know why I'm thinking of sweat, like sweaty.
It would probably taste like cigarettes and like, it would taste like if you licked the trivia machine at the Rainbow.
I would try that because I think it might be the first Oreo flavor to make me vomit. that I think that would be like, that would get me a lot of views on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking content creation wise.
Sure.
That might be a viral video.
You horking all over the place from eating a bum Oreo flavor? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the all time worst Oreo flavor to just, we could keep track here?
Let me dig back in my archives. I would say from just off the top of my head, the chocolate covered strawberry ones were absolutely disgusting. They I think they tasted like bubble gum, and I don't like bubble gum.
You don't like bubble gum. I won't get no. you some. Hey, Michelle, you really don't want it. You don't want bubble gum.
Yeah. No.
That's one for my record collector pals.
That was nasty. And I didn't really like the hot and spicy Oreos from maybe 2 Valentine's days ago. That was also really gross.
Mm-hmm. What about the Oreo? Oh, wait, not Oreo, but did you see how Dunkin' Donuts has like some spicy donut now?
Yes, and I tried to get it, and I was trying to make a TikTok, and they gave me the wrong Oreo and the wrong donut. They gave me one with like a ghost face on it, so I never got to try it, but I heard it was okay.
Wait, with Ghostface's face on it?
Yeah.
Ghostface Killers on the Dunkin' Donuts donut?
No, that would be better. But it was just like a cute little, it was like a ghost. I think it was a ghost.
And I just want to say, I don't mean to interrupt you here, Michelle. Some dude got on me on Twitter about 7 months ago, because I got scores to settle now, months of scores.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying how much I think that Ghostface Killer's best album is the one Fish Scale. And then everybody's, oh, Supreme Clientele is the best one. Everybody knows. It's like, I like this other one better. The guy's like, you're trolling everybody. I'm not trolling. I like it better. I'm not saying Supreme Clientele is bad. It's great. Are you saying, tell me I'm trolling. Can't just like something different. You don't want to know the things I like different. Ay, ay, ay. The things I hear and they check out and they make sense to me and I prefer it. I'm telling you, I was not kidding when I said that I like Hubie Halloween better than Midsummer. That was not a joke.
That's a hot take.
No, it's not a hot take. Hot take. That's the most dismissive thing you could say. Hot take.
Hot take, huh?
I'm not trying to get hits over here. I'm not trying to get the Nabisco to pay for that face tattoo.
Yeah,
what about this? How about this? What if Oreo said to you,
mm-hmm.
$700,000, get your eyelids tattooed like Oreo cookies?
I could buy a house with that, but I would look like a freak. But at least I'd be a freak in my own house.
You just keep your eyes open all the time.
I would. Or I could just wear like cool sunglasses. Consider it.
You'd get Oreo eye tattoos.
Yeah.
And then what if they wanted to get a letter R and an E tattooed like above the bridge of your nose so that it says Oreo and the O's on your eyes are, the O's, like the cookies are the O's?
Now that's just cool. That's.
Yeah.
That's a way to make friends.
That's a way to make friends.
I think so.
All right. So what else we got with Oreos here, Michelle?
Well, it's been pretty boring. This was honestly the highlight of the year, I would say, with these gingerbread Oreo.
What if there's an Oreo package that just said help?
Help?
Help.
I would buy it. And then I'd look for a note inside because I'd be concerned if it was somebody from Oreo in need of help.
Yeah,
I would try to help the person.
Okay.
I would be afraid. But also, yes, I would buy them.
Okay. So what's the rumor now going on with the Oreos?
Let me check my sources here. I don't know if there's much happening. Shocker. Oreo's been pretty silent lately.
Mm-hmm.
But let me see if I can check my sources real quick. Well, we have, of course, the white fudge Oreo returning. That's a classic for the holidays. I recommend those if you're interested.
That was my nickname in high school. White fudge Oreo.
Well, look at that. Now you're a beloved flavor.
Oh no, I'm currently we're currently in a lawsuit with Nabisco over that. My lawyers are the people that had the machine guns on the front lawn.
Nice.
Remember them?
Of course. How could I forget?
The cast of characters we've got now is it's something else.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
I know. We're
going to keep our eyes peeled for all these sweet Oreo flavors.
Yes, there's also, I'm sorry, I was remiss not to include Joy Oreo, which is...
The dish soap?
Joy? No. I mean, these don't really taste like dish soap. I've had them before.
It's not the movie Joy. It's not a ground-up Blu-ray for the movie Joy in each cookie.
It might be. I mean, I didn't try this year, so
maybe it's first mop squeezins from that movie, right?
Mm.
Remember that movie, Joy?
Yes, with Jennifer Lawrence.
She made a mop. Which one was your favorite? The movie about the Jennifer Lawrence making a mop or the one about Greg Kinnear inventing the windshield wiper? I think we're out of movie ideas.
Yeah, personally, the windshield wiper movie, just because I use the windshield wiper more in my everyday life.
I got an amazing idea for a movie. It's a windshield. It's about everybody wants to know where windshield wipers come from. Do they? Then there's also the Michael Keaton hamburger movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where he played the Hamburglar. That was a weird movie.
Better if he did.
Because he was Ray Kroc during the day, but at night it was him still doing Batman or Birdman, except he became the Hamburglar at night.
They could always make the sequel. I mean, if you you're in Hollywood now, right? You can
take
somebody.
I'm the Hamburglar. Hamburglar. The fix is in over at that McDonald's thing too. Fixes in. Mayor McCheese, the brother is the chief of police.
Are you going to try the McRib when it comes back?
No. I don't eat that trash.
I'm eating.
Hey, filet fish. Good stuff.
I've never
At
had
this
that.
Point, I'm 30% tartar sauce.
Oh, I love tartar sauce. They should make a tartar sauce Oreo.
Whoa, that's disgusting. A tartar sauce flavored Oreo.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't. Come All on. Right, Michelle.
The speckles of horseradish and the cream.
Okay. You got Oreo on the brain.
Well, this was fun, Tom. I'm glad you got to chat.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Welcome back.
Thanks, you too. I'm glad the best show's back.
Thanks. You have a grand evening.
You too.
Night.
Bye.
Hang up.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Best Show's back. Doing it right this time. I'm telling you. Not messing around. Doing it for one person and one person only. Me! The way it's got to be done. Yeah, man. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about what the goals for this final iteration / best iteration of the Best Show are. We'll talk about it. So, in the meantime, Pat, we have any calls?
Line 4.
Okay. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Barry in Newbridge calling. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you, Barry?
I'm good. You see what Secretarial State Pompeo said today? That's some weapons-grade hubris, if you ask me. I mean,
you mean, you said secretarial? It's secretary, he's secretary of state, not secretarial state, a state, not secretarial state.
Wait, what is it?
Secretary of state.
No. I had this big joke already and you hurt my feelings.
I hurt your feelings?
Oh, you made me bite my tongue.
Barry? I think we lost Barry. Huh. So that's all that was, huh? And so I can hear somebody larfing on the feed here. Who's larfing? I can hear somebody going, huh, 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 huh. Somebody's larfing. Somebody's got to mute themselves.
Tom, you got one more call.
Got another call? All right. Let's see. Put it up, please. Hello, Best Show. Best Show, hello.
Thank you, citizens. You may be seated.
Okay. So it's, yeah. Philly Boy Roy. Philly Boy Roy.
Seriously, you guys don't need to stand up.
Yeah, well, that you're, you know, I'm glad you're calling in. There's a lot I want to talk to you about, but I don't know why you would say that you're president. You said the 46th. What was that thing? You said, citizens of America, please rise you said you're the 46th president of the United States. You're not the president, Roy. Roy?
That was my fault. A dog came and knocked the phone out of my hand.
A dog knocked the phone out of your hand?
It just came out of nowhere. It was crazy.
Yeah, dogs are like that. They can be weird. But, Roy, you're not president.
No, but I should be.
You should be the president?
Yeah, you know, I'm the reason Joe Vitamin won the election.
Joe Biden won the election. What's that?
That ain't neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, it is, and I have no idea why you would say that you're the reason he won.
Well, you know that tweet that Trump sent out on Saturday morning? big press conference in Philadelphia at Four Seasons Total Landscaping, 11:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
That was all me.
Wait, how was that you?
All right, Tom, stand up and stand still. I've been a silent partner at Four Seasons Total Landscaping for years now. I never made it public because there's this huge anti-landscaping movement in the country. I'm sure you've heard about it.
I did not know there's an anti-landscaping movement.
Oh, like, you know they're anti-vaxxers?
Yeah.
Well, these monsters, they think it's unnatural to prune, mow, and plant in your yard. They call themselves anti-scapers. You can read all about them on that awful website, ShrubChan.
ShrubChan. I've never, this news to me, Roy.
Do not go on that thing. Anyway, Four Seasons Total Landscaping is getting so much business right now after that press conference. It's nuts. I mean, we're making money hand over fist. This is going to be the biggest thing to hit Northeast Philly since Brittany Fox did that three-night stand at the Empire Rock Club in 86. I know you're still talking about that.
Well, I'm not. I didn't know Brittany Fox did a run in Philly in 86. And also, Roy, I just got to say, it's hand over fist. You said Hanover fist?
Yeah, Hanover, like the city of Hanover. You know, where you get those hard pretzels that we love so much.
Yeah, sure. Right. Hanover, okay.
Hanover.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Like, well,
and then when you're making a lot of money, you know, you got fistful of pretzels.
Oh, so you're now this actually makes sense. You're buying the pretzels because you got the money, so that's Hanover fist. Okay, I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I teach you, and very rarely do you say something that inspires or teaches me.
Okay, sure. Well, I strive to someday repay the favor of you teaching me so much.
It will take lifetimes.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, look, big things are really afoot at FSTL. We are going to add a cigar bar, a sensory deprivation tank, and a full stage in the back. I'm in talks with Live Nation about us being a new Fillmore.
About the... Okay.
Pretty cool stuff. And it gets even better. We're in negotiations with Fantasy Island, the erotic emporium on one side, and the crematorium across the street. We're getting some serious collaborative synergy happening here. I'll tell you, man, you give us 1 year, State Road is going to be like Sunset Strip on performance-enhancing drugs with an even bigger hustler superstore. Mark my words.
Okay.
Oh, hey, real quick, I want to give a quick plug for the high-quality romance lotions Fantasy Island offers. I know you're a bit of a lotion snob, but I think you're going to love their new line of tropical sex grease.
Tropical sex grease?
Yes, don't forget that trademark at the end.
Oh, you wouldn't want anybody taking that from you.
I don't want you taking it from me.
Trust me, I'm not taking tropical sex grease from you.
You're always talking about how you wish there were more different kinds of lotions.
I am not. Where are you getting that from?
I don't know. I feel like we talked about it once. Anywho.
I've never once said in my life, I wish there were more romance lotions or whatever you call them.
All right, now that I'm thinking about it, it is more of a conversation I've had with a mirror.
Okay, sure. So there's some line of tropical sex grease that now you're plugging?
Yeah, check it out. Comes in 7 flavors, 3 of which were never thought possible until now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll have Tony send you a skid of hot fudge mango madness. But be careful. It really burns for 2 solid minutes after you slop it on down there.
Roy, I don't want to talk about fudge. Hot fudge? What was it? What was the flavor? Hot fudge
mango madness.
Hot fudge mango madness. I don't want to know about that.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about the press conference that went on. You know?
Okay.
It seemed like this past weekend in Philly was nuts. And if you were there over at Fantasy Island, then that's the eye of the storm for the whole thing.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
But then you're saying you're involved in you're inferring that you're involved more than you've explained so far.
Okay. I'd be glad to tell you about that day. It was crazy.
Oh, I'd love to hear about it.
Okay. So check it out. We go way back. We met back in the 90s when he was in Philly for an exhibition game between the Phils and the Yankees.
Okay.
All right, check it out. He's coming out to his car in the vet parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there too, though. I'm relieving his car of its stereo system and tires. So Rudy sees it, and he and I, you know, we've got words going. We're talking and stuff, and it gets pretty intense. And then we end up fist fighting for 15 minutes.
Fist fight? You were in a fist fight with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, my God, Tom, those rings hurt like a mother.
The rings that he wears?
They slice you up. It's so painful. He got like 7 good slices in.
Mm-hmm.
But after we roll around for about 15 minutes, we start vibing on each other. It's like, I think we like each other's moxie.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just like, okay, I think you're cool. I think you're cool. So we stay in touch for years. But look, it's no secret Rudy turned into a massive embarrassment when you compare him to what, like, post-9/11 Rudy, America's mayor. Is that what they called him, right?
Yes, America's mayor.
Well, he's like a whole different dude now, and I don't know what happened to him. There's a theory going around that all them rings is causing some sort of tidal wave of blood clots to travel up to his noodle. I think the technical term is, it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, it's ringus noodulus clotus.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. That sounds like the medical term for that.
Can't you hear like John Houseman saying it?
I actually can.
Pretty cool. But look, speaking of Rudy going off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
You see that second Borat flick that came out recently?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was really funny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the guy who directed it, what's his name, Jason Winthorpe?
Mm-hmm. Jason Walliner, yeah.
What is it? Oh, okay, I thought, I'm positive it's Winthorpe.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, he's a real piece of work, okay? And I read in Variety that he's taken title Borat 2 literally. He thinks he's Borat 2, T-O-O.
Okay, how so?
Well, I heard he spent all his movie money on mustache implants. His is even thicker and darker than Borat's. I heard he uses Seal Tight Level 7 Roof Tar for mustache wax.
Okay, all right. So he now has become Borat.
I think I heard he transformed into him. But
okay.
I'll tell you one thing. His younger brother, Zach, that's the true genius in that clan, if you ask me. He does things with puppets most of us can only dream of.
Yeah, he's pretty good with puppets.
What's your favorite thing that he does with his puppets?
Complain.
That was what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, we're on the same page. I think we're starting to see the things we have in common are being more clear, Roy.
Well, we're besties.
All right, we're besties. Sure, we're besties.
I would definitely say you're my best friend. Wouldn't you say I'm yours?
So tell me more about this day, Roy.
Okay, well, look, anyway, I'm to blame for Rudy laying on his back and tucking his shirt in that way at the end of the movie. I'm the one who taught him how to talk that way. It was the night we met.
You did?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We was at a South Philly strip club urinal, and we're zipping up, and I say, you know, the way you tuck your shirt in, it's super unsanitary, not to mention super uncool. So he goes, well, show me. And I show him the lay down on a bed and tuck technique that my dad taught me when I was a kid, which I in turn taught to my sons, Troy and Roy Jr. I don't know what my wife, Rhoda, how she taught Rhoda Jr. or little Rhoda, how she taught them to tuck. That's girl stuff, right? Like cooking and cleaning and washing the car, paying the rent, telling the cops and creditors daddy ain't home probably forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's girl stuff. Sure. Well, that's kind of gross, but did you mention another son? You said you're two sons.
I said Roy Jr.
Yeah. And it's, but you, I thought you, Troy. What's that?
Troy.
Troy. You've never mentioned Troy ever.
I ain't never mentioned Troy ever. Are you serious?
I'm positive, yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I haven't. Well, you know, he came out of Rhoda between Rhoda Jr. and little Rhoda.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that makes him like early 20s by now?
You know, Tom, I honestly don't know. Sometimes I think he's 8, and then sometimes I think he's 32. It's a total mystery, and there's no way anyone can figure it out.
Mm-hmm. So why have you never mentioned him before?
Okay, Tom. Well, listen, this is tough. I love all my kids, but Troy, he's a massive disappointment to all of us.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's what is he, like always in trouble with the law, or just not good at school, or what kind of disappointment?
Oh no, it ain't nothing like that. Tom, this is hard to say. Troy just ain't cool.
All right. Well, before we get into that, how is it that Troy Ziegler is so uncool? Like, what does he do that makes him so uncool?
Well, look, maybe uncool ain't the right word. Let's just say it was clear early on that he's not cut from the same cloth as the rest of us Zieglers.
Okay, how so?
Well, I've got a whole laundry list of offenses. I'll be glad to start at the top, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Well, he never wanted to take stuff that didn't belong to him.
Okay.
Never partied, or at least at a level that I would deem hearty. And he never eats more than one tasty cake at a time. And he never smashes them into his face with ape-like gusto like his dear dad and brother do. And check this out. This moron went to the DMV and got an actual driver's license instead of making his own with the laminating machine I bought for the whole family and how we made all of our licenses.
Okay. Well,
I could go on.
All right. Well, I got to say, Roy, that's actually, Troy seems like a pretty decent guy, the way you're talking about him. You know, I mean,
we'll have to agree to disagree on that, I guess, right? You don't know him like I do. Yeah. Well, look, getting back to the story. So Rudy calls and says, Roy, you got to help me. We're so short on cash right now. We can't rent the Four Seasons Hotel in downtown Philly. Where can we do this lid blower? And I go, look, you dried up 90-year-old softball. You want to own them libs? You have everyone meet at the real Four Seasons at 11:30 a.m.
Okay, meaning Four Seasons landscaping.
Yeah, yeah. So Rudy calls the White House and he goes, okay, here's the deal on the press conference, okay? And then Trump sends out that tweet.
Mm-hmm. And then that gets everybody so mobilized to go to that location, which is very strange.
Oh, yeah. Totally strange, but a total mad scramble for all these reporters, all these crazy people to come and, you know, check it out and then their support. And at the same time, I'm calling all the hardcore Dems I know, telling them to show up there and raise hell against the Trumpers.
So wait, why are you doing that?
All right, check it out, Tom. As my dad's Philly man Stan told me when I was 5, Roy, chaos creates heroes, and your job from this day forward is to create as much chaos as you possibly can.
Chaos creates heroes. What, did your dad really said that?
Okay, well, define really, say, and dad.
Okay, well, I will. Actually, it's your father, Philly Man Stan. Did he actually say to you that chaos creates heroes and then your job is to, what, make as much chaos? How did you say it?
If it happens in a dream or some sort of walking fantasy, does that still count, Tom?
No, that does not count at all if it happens in a fantasy or a dream. That's not real.
Okay,
that's what I meant when I said really.
It is no. Oh, yeah. The answer, I guess, to all the above is it has to be no.
Okay.
All right. So look, just before Rudy comes out to drop whatever dumb bombshell he thinks is going to make one bit of difference, CNN announces that Biden's president.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over, I start riling up all the Biden supporters. It's over. This nightmare's over. You tell those inbred white trash morons that they're toast. But then things immediately start to fizzle out. All these reporters kind of start packing up their mics and stuff. And then they start interviewing Biden supporters across the street about his victory. And then all of a sudden my phone starts buzzing.
Okay.
And it says private number. And truthfully, Tom, I've been carrying on a very intense, massively erotic affair for the last 3 months with my former parole officer, Deirdre. And her name comes up as private number, so I answer the call.
Uh-huh.
And I go, this is embarrassing, Tom. I go, are you sure you want to know what I said?
Oh, I'm Roy, I am dying to hear what you said.
I don't want to tell you.
You gotta. Come on.
Do I gotta tell you? I don't want to.
Please.
Okay, so I go, hey, babe, what you wearing right now? I mean, it's innocent, but still, I don't want a lot of people know that I say stuff like that.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I have a rep of being, like, pretty pure. Okay.
So you say, what are you wearing?
I say, what are you wearing? And then I hear it.
What's that?
Quadruple XL white polo shirt stained with McRib and giant khakis. Why? And I'm like, oh my God, it's Trump.
Wait, that was your Trump impression?
That was my great Trump imitation.
Oh, that is definitely lacking, Roy.
It sounded nothing like him. It sounded just like him. I've been getting hounded all for the last 3 years from Lauren Michaels about doing it on SNL, and I go, no, Lauren, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. So Lauren Michaels has been trying to get you to come on and do Trump.
She sure has.
He.
Yeah, to him. He's Trump's a guy, yeah.
Oh, never mind. Okay, look.
Okay.
Let me just ask you about this Trump impression, though.
Yeah.
Let me hear it again. Give me a little bit more.
All right, okay. So here we go. All right, look here. There's no way that I lost this election.
That's the worst Trump impression I've ever heard in my life.
No, it ain't. All right. Well, maybe I'm saying the wrong stuff. Let me think of something else. Okay.
my wife, Melania, and I have been...
it's terrible!
It's, oh, come on! Look, I think you're hearing it wrong.
That's the worst I've ever heard.
I'm getting texts from a lot of your listeners saying how good it is.
Well, actually, it's not the worst. I think Alec Baldwin still might be the worst, but you're second worst.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we'll see who's top dog when this is all over. Okay.
Sure. Well, look, the thing I can't believe that I'm losing track of here, Trump actually called you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Well, okay. Well, I got to hear more about this.
Okay. Well, you know, he and I, we've known each other for decades. Back way before he went BS crazy. He was always a tool in my book, but, you know, he liked me because I talked John out of kicking his ass one night at Bookbinders. And listen to this, man. Believe you me, John Oates, he might be small, but he kicks like Jean-Claude Van Damme at his most incensed. So I seen John Oates take a kid's head off with one swipe. I swear.
Okay. It sounds very believable.
No, not a drop of blood, neither.
Just a clean blow in a kid's head.
Put the head literally on his arm, folded the body up and just walked away like it was his briefcase.
Okay.
Second most insane thing I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to know what the most insane thing was.
The most insane thing was a couple nights later when I saw him do it to two kids.
Okay. So you've seen John Oates. You've seen John Oates knock, like literally knock the head off their shoulders.
Popped right off.
Wow. Okay. So you talked Oates out of doing that to Trump.
I did. Yes. Yeah. And so ever since then, Trump, he liked me, and it was a situation I took full advantage of, making him give me free concert tickets, dinners, helicopter rides. But at one point, maybe like around season two of The Apprentice, even I was like, you know, this ain't worth it. This cat is as toxic as anything Lloyd Kaufman ever created. See, Lloyd Kaufman, he's a filmmaker.
Okay, I know who Lloyd Kaufman is. When you say more toxic, he created Toxic Avenger.
Oh, my God. We got a real Roger Ebert here.
It's not that. Oh, okay. Just go on, please.
All right. So anyway, so Trump calls me, you know, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, nobody knows that asshole town better than you, Roy. Tell me what I need to do to get this back on track. So I go, look, you circus peanut-faced, small-handed monstrosity. There's tens of millions of Americans out there and even more people in other countries who think you're the worst thing that ever happened to this planet since Billy Squire danced around in those jammies in the Rock Me Tonight video. And he goes, oh, I love that video. And I was like, no. And I said, I ain't even going to get into you thinking you could officially change October 31st from Halloween to Trump-a-ween.
Trump-a-ween.
Yeah, he never says what it is, but what do you think it would be?
What Trump-a-ween would be?
What could that be?
Some kind of holiday where people dress like him.
I think it's partly that, but I also think all the kids, when they get their candy, they have to send it to the White House.
Okay. So that's what Trumpoween, he wanted to do this, but he never explained it.
Exactly, yeah. So that's okay. Just my guess, yeah. So then I go, look, these people think you're stupid, racist, sexist, corrupt, inept, evil, the wrongest person on earth for the job you got, a job you only want to keep because your ample ass needs to stay out of the hut. But those people, Mr. President, they never, ever mention that you're also a depraved sexual predator. And he goes, you know what, Roy? You're right. So I go, if you want to turn this thing around, first thing you got to do is you got to wear a brand spanking new white baseball cap with a giant 45 on the side. It's super presidential, super cool, and it commands huge respect.
Okay.
Couple minutes later, I get a photo from Hope Hicks. Yeah, she's cool, right? It's a photo of Trump with a 7-inch single tape to a white baseball cap.
So he took you literally, and you said put a giant 45 on the side of the hat, and then he taped an actual 7-inch 45 record to his hat?
Hard to believe, but I think that might be the dumbest thing that he's done in the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what record it was?
I do, yes. It was a first pressing of the Misfits' first single, Cough Cool. One of like 500, super valuable, and he ruins it by putting it on that dumb hat.
I had no idea Trump has any awareness or connection to the Misfits, the band The Misfits.
Oh, yeah. Trump's been down with The Misfits since like on the late 70s or something. And it's interesting because it's a story that never got any traction anywhere except for, like punknoise.com, horrorpop.net, and Damian Abraham's side podcast, Keeping It Real with the D-Man. Have you heard that thing?
I have not heard Keeping It Real with the D-Man before. I did not know that he had that.
It's an interesting thing he does. You know, it's got some music, but most of it's about his pencil collection.
It's Damian from the band Effed Up talking about his pencil collection.
Big pencil file.
No idea. The things I'm learning tonight.
It's so boring. It's unbelievably boring.
Do you know how many pencils he even has?
I think he's up to like 7 million.
7 million pencils?
Yeah, that's what's... He has like 4 houses and they're all just filled with pencils.
All right, well, Damian from Effed Up, I guess he's keeping it real then. He is keeping it real with his love of pencils.
He is. So getting back to this whole thing, Trump kind of managed the Misfits for a few years back in the early 80s.
Really?
He was on tour with them that night in New Orleans when they busted into that cemetery and they got arrested for grave robbing. He ran off right as the cops were coming up. He calls Fred, his father, and his father bails them all out.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you never hear that part of the story. And what's interesting is that Donald was always trying to get Danzig to go back to the keyboard sound of that first Misfit single. You know, it was just like bass, drums, and keyboards.
Uh-huh.
Trump has never liked the hard guitar, distorted guitar stuff. It's really weird. The only real rockin' music he likes is Three Doors Down, the Del Fuegos, and a little bit of early Entombed.
Entombed, who are like a death metal band, right?
Yeah, like super heavy death stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a weird guy, man.
He is a weird guy.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing that's gotten lost in all this presidential election stuff.
Yeah.
The big news, the really big news, and that news is that New Jersey legalized the sacrament.
Yes, marijuana.
I will say it's killing me that that cesspit legalized skunk before Pennsylvania. But I got to be honest, it's a very positive thing for yours truly. Business is already booming.
It's already? What do you mean it's business is already booming?
I already set up a shop.
But it's not legal yet.
Loosen your onesie for a second, okay? Roy Jr. did a ton of research on legalities.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Say it again.
Legalities.
Yeah, that's it. He's been doing a ton of research on the stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. Roy Jr. Found out that if a business is operated in a space between two states, neither of them states has jurisdiction of the business. And that's part of the anything goes bro clause of the 1934 Pennsylvania-New Jersey Peace Accord. So look it up.
I'm not going to look it up.
Okay.
Wait, so just tell me, wait, you opened up shop.
Yeah.
What I want to know is like what and where is this shop?
It's right here on the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge. It's roughly between Wissanoming and the Pennsauken landfill.
It's on the bridge?
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the bridge.
I'm not picturing it.
Oh, well, picture like a toll booth, right? Like your standard toll booth.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm in. And, you know, it looks just like a toll booth, but, you know, I've got the United colors of ganja flying on a little flag next to my Pennsylvania and New Jersey flags. So, mm-hmm. you know, people will know what it is. And so basically people know to come up and do the secret knock.
Okay, I'm very confused right now. There's a secret knock.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's super easy to do, but you got to know it, though. It's this. Got to be 62 of these. And then you do like a little, it's like a finger trill. 18 and a half times. And then it's like, okay, what do you want?
Yeah, it sounds like a piece of cake.
It's real easy. It's real easy. And you know, it's perfect because, as you know, the air in New Jersey is too putrid for me to breathe. So this allows me to have pure Philly air pumped into my booth via a series of mid-quality plastic tubes. And if, God forbid, I got to go across the bridge to Jersey to take a squeege or buy the magazine, I just pop on my gas mask for fresh non-Jersey air, and then I reattach my weed hose to the mask when I need to puff top on Roy's Joy.
Wait, what is Roy's Joy?
That's my patented line of designer nugs, vapes, dabs, edibles, and shatter.
Okay.
I got all kinds of strains, too.
Okay. Like what?
I got Roxborough Rampage, Dune Nuggies. We talking about ganja? Allen Iverson let me use his picture on the package. It's so cool. We got Gritty Gummies. We're even teaming up with the king of Philly rock for Kurtz Vile.
Kurtz Vile.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's a small nondescript vial that you wear around your neck. And Tom, you're never going to guess what goes in the vial.
It's marijuana.
No, it's cocaine.
Wait, what?
Yeah, look, don't tell no one, but I'm also selling coke. Don Jr. and his very sophisticated, very even-keeled lover, Kimberly, they're my best customers.
So you're just selling coke on a toll from a toll booth on the middle of a bridge. What?
You make it sound tawdry.
Well, it is tawdry. This is questionable, Roy. This is very questionable.
I don't know. We could bat that back and forth all night. You know, everyone's got different opinions about everything, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of the stuff.
Yeah.
It's too early to be sure, but I've been hearing from my DC peeps that you might be talking to the next Secretary of Kush.
Wait, I've never heard a cabinet position called the Secretary of Kush. I'm not even sure that exists.
Oh, check it out. Weed has been a huge part of pretty much every administration going back to like the 1800s. Seriously, there's been a Secretary of Kush since at least FDR was president. They just don't make a big deal about it because everyone has a giant stick up their asses when it comes to the dankness. That's an actual quote from Harry Truman. Look it up. But make sure you spell the dankness right, okay?
Okay. When I search that, I'll make sure I spell the dankness right.
Okay. Well, look, Abraham Lincoln even spoke about the benefits of herb at the Gettysburg Address, but it didn't make it.
Hold on. Wait. Go, yep. No, go ahead. I want to hear where you're going with this.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, he talked about it there, but it didn't make it into the final record because the dude who was writing it all down, he had to go to the bathroom, so it didn't make it in. And I'll tell you, I've seen at least two sketches of Lincoln after that speech where he's doing rips from a bong a Union soldier fashioned out of hardtack and a wooden leg.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is now you're done explaining this. I was going to ask you about what is the name of the address he signed?
The Gettysburg Address.
Gettysburg, not Get These Birds.
What is it? No, it's Get These Birds Address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've never heard. But I had that question at first. Now that is just dwarfed by the thought that Lincoln was talking about weed during the speech and then smoking it after the speech. From a bong out of a wooden leg.
And hardtack.
And hardtack too. Sorry.
Yeah. Look, anyway, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Word is Biden's talking about me to his inner circle. I keep hearing about it. I'm hearing he knows nobody got their ear more to the street than one Royden Ziegler. I'm also hearing they might change the title to Secretary of Crippler, Chronic, or maybe even Chiba. Who knows?
That they're going to change the name of the whatever the department is.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Getting a call. Yeah, PBR in the house. Oh. Yes. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. Oh my God.
What's going on, Roy?
Oh my God. You're not going to believe this, Tim.
Tom. Come on.
What is? Yeah, you're right. It is Tom. Tom, that was President-elect Vitamin.
Biden.
What is it again?
Biden. You even said it at one point.
I did? Okay. B-I-D-O-N?
B-I-D, no, E.
E-N, okay, E, okay. Yes. I should remember that. Okay. He don't want me to be Secretary of Kush.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. It sounds like you were very excited about it, so... What was all that yes sir stuff business going on? Like what
he wants me to be Secretary of Transportation.
I can't believe this. You actually just talked to Joe Biden and how on earth is this possible?
I don't know. Man, I'm sorry, I gotta call him. I don't know, maybe he saw that viral video of me driving my dune buggy up the art museum steps after the Eagles won, or maybe he saw some of the cool muscle car sketches I did in art class back in junior high. Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Roy, wait, what is something?
Biden just texted me from his personal phone.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. He says, Roy, this is my private cell phone. Please don't be put off by the photo.
The photo? What photo?
Well, his profile picture. It's fellow famous Delawarean George Thorogood. And uh-huh. He wrote, Roy, I saw George many times at J.C. Dobbs on South Street back in the 70s. George loves Philly, and so does this Delaware boy. Let's make history. Oh, my God.
This is insane.
Hang on. I'm texting him right now about a cool idea I've got about bringing blimps back. Hang on.
Blimps back?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Public transportation. It's going to be great. People getting in blimps. Oh, wait. He just wrote back. He wrote back. Don't worry, my friend. We'll have four glorious years to bring your ideas to fruition? Fruition, that's it, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Fruition, yeah. Oh, I guess he said, but until then, I guess he wants me to click this attachment. Until then. All right, Tom. I'll see you on the other side. This is Secretary of Transportation Ziegler signing off.
Well, oh my goodness. He's Secretary of Transportation now. Well, God bless you, Roy. Or I guess Mr. Secretary, what do I have to call him? I'm going to play a quick record. Is that all right? Is my team ready for a quick record?
Yes.
All right. You sure you're ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Pat, you're awesome. You're a good guy. Good guy. Pat Byrne, good guy.
Thank you.
Well, guess what, Pat?
What's that?
This is...
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am. Like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow! Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
Oh, so good! So good! I got you!
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
CNN. No. This is The Sweet! Oh, that's right. The Sweet, one of the old hits from the show. We're just burning through the old. Whoop, boo. Ay, yay, yay. How about that?
Sorry, Tom. The classic bed music is not playing. Won't let me skip the track.
What's that?
I'm trying to play the classic bed music, but it's
not. Just ditch it, baby. Pat, what's up?
Not a whole lot. It feels good to be back.
How's everything been for you over the last few months?
Well, I grew a beard.
Okay.
Pretty gnarly beard.
How's that working for you?
Well, it's on me. It's not going anywhere. It's a lot easier to just not shave. Since we last spoke, I'm still working from home.
Okay.
I'd like to think I'm showering more than I was then.
I never thought showering was an issue for you.
I mean, the more I thought about it, I was, I think I'm doing a healthy, 3 to 4 times a week now.
All right.
How about you?
Oh, I'm showering, daily.
That's good.
I'm all right. You excited about the, I don't know. What a weird world. Pat, I'm glad you're here. I miss you.
I miss you too.
You're a good guy. Pat's a good guy.
Thank you. You too.
Any other exciting news?
I've been going through a ton of my old stuff, you know, because I'm slowly moving out of my apartment.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm engaged now.
What?
Yes.
Well, let's hear more about that.
Friend of the show, Mindy Tucker. Photographer extraordinaire.
One of the greatest photographers only. Her greatness as a photographer only exceeded by her greatness as a human.
No, I agree.
One of the true nice people I've ever met.
So I got engaged. I got hitched.
Well, oh, congrats. Mazel tov.
Got pre-hitched. Thank you. Quar-engaged.
Quar-engaged.
But we're slowly trying to figure out how to find a place and all that. And I've been going through a ton of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some just crazy stuff that I didn't think I had. And like one of them was a lot of flyers, tons of flyers from, you know, age 16 to now. And on one of the flyers, I saw at the very, very bottom of the flyer, the tiniest font, at a local Legion Hall or wherever it was. The opening band was My Chemical Romance.
The pride of New Jersey. They would always say on stage they were from Newark.
Newark.
Are they from Newark, actually?
It's jury's out. I don't know. And here's the thing. When they blew up, I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I was, you know, they're saying they're from North Jersey. I was a part of that punk scene for like 3-4 years. Like, where I don't remember seeing them ever. And then I'm going through my stuff and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. They were the opening band on this show.
My Chemical Romance. And now look at them.
Yeah.
It's now like look at them with this. They got they had reunion shows lined up that did not happen, I believe, that's because right. of all the quarantine.
Yeah. But yeah.
And then all the disappointed, troubled teens who were going to see them now are denied a chance to see My Chemical Romance when I was a young boy, right? I walked along the Black Parade And I sang the song everybody said. I'm sad. I'm sad. Now watch me do a comic book and leave rock and roll behind. My Chemical Romance. I remember they would do like signings at like Vintage Vinyl.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna come on. I hope so.
Well, Pat, seems like you got a flyer that's worth $1 million.
$1 million. I also found a $100 bill that I'm pretty sure is counterfeit.
There's only one way to find out.
Bring it to Bayonne.
You gotta slip that thing to somebody. Right? But a mean person, you gotta buy it at a mean person store. You don't want some good person getting ripped off.
They say you always find money when you clean, but that's the only bill that I found. And it was, I showed it to my roommate. I'm like, this is good. He looked at it. He's a bartender. He's like, this is fake. I'm like, yeah, I think that's why it's just in a pile of stuff. Cause I didn't know what to do with it.
You got to slip that on somebody. Right.
It's before the hologram.
Before the hologram. So it's one of those old timey bills.
It's not super old timey, but it's like that level in between, you know, when the president was centered right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then before the hologram. So somewhere like, let's say early to mid 2000s. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, why don't you take it to, why don't you take it to the My Chemical Romance show in 2027?
Yeah.
When they finally get to do these reunion shows. I'm, for one, excited that they're back, that the boys are back in town, the My Chemical Romance boys. My Camro, I call them. And the other My Camro heads, we'll catch up with you in like 5 or 6 years when more than 50 people can be in one venue. Well, Pat, I'm glad you're there.
Glad to be here.
Now, there's a song that's been stuck in my head, and I'm not talking. I'm talking to myself now, Pat. This song, it's been stuck for months. I have not been able to figure this out. It goes like this. It's like a 70s song. I asked people on Twitter, and they were kicking it around and trying to place it. Nobody got it, but I couldn't sing it to anybody. It's like a R&B type song that has one of like those, the drums are like that kind of whatever the setting is on an organ that like records would use, kind of like Shuggy Otis kind of had the feel a little bit, but it's, I don't think it's him. It's like the, like, and then it's like almost like a keyboard bossa nova sound, like from an old organ. And then it has like a keyboard that goes like, print. We'll be like, who can place that? Anybody can place that. You get 5 cents from me. 5 cents. Maybe a nickel, maybe 5 pennies. No, I cannot place it. It's like a boom, like a boom. Help! Who can help me place that? Now I'll give $2. Now look, best show's back. We're going to do it every week. One thing to keep in mind here. I appreciate it. We're over at Patreon, patreon.com/thebestshow. And I've been giving away the best show, the money that's coming in while we weren't doing the shows, that goes to charities. And I apologize for not listing all the stuff. I'm doing 500 things at once here. I'll list all that stuff. I still have a little bit more money to give, and I will give it. I ain't keeping no money from the run when there was no shows. You know, any money the show made, I'm not being kept because there was no show. So that's I'm not going to profit off of an absence of shows. So if you were giving money during that time, just know it's going to good charities. And, yeah. But now here's the plan, man. Best show's back. What I'm going to do is do a sticker, right? Do a sticker because everybody likes this best show flag sticker that came out last week. We did. It wasn't a sticker, best show flag logo that, my guy Jeff Owens did, the amazing, the super talent, my metal hand, Jeff Owens, the genius, Jeff T. Owens. I'm going to make a sticker out of that. And some people I know are going to be like, oh, American flag. It's like, you know what? At some point, it's nauseating that this thing only means one, that you live here and this thing is only a symbol of one thing. It should be an open, it's like, why? Why do the monsters claim it? Monsters can't just claim that thing. Look, am I excited about it? Not really. I'm not walking around in an American flag shirt. I'm not flying Old Glory anytime. But it's like, we're here. We're here too. And we won. We won. So you know what? Best show flag sticker. We're going to start making them. And you know what else we're going to do? Everybody. Who's giving to the Patreon $5 or more as of December 1st, we're going to get a sticker. We'll put them in the mail. So just make sure if you're doing five or more, supporting the Patreon for the best show, we're sending stickers out. They have been ordered. They're getting made and they're going to get shipped out. Everybody gets one. If you're giving $5 or more over at the Patreon, for the best show, patreon.com/thebestshow. American flag sticker. Only for people from the Patreon. Now somebody's saying, a couple of people saying, Why Can't We Live Together by Timmy Thomas? Let's see. Is it? Yeah, this is it. Brink. It's gonna go brink, brink, right? Get ready. Brink, brink. Here it comes. Brink, brink. Give it to me. Brink, brink. Any second now, this thing's gonna go brink, brink, and I'm gonna smash my hand through this window to celebrate. Come on, Timmy Thomas, brink, brink. Here we go, here it goes, right now, here it goes. Yeah! You hear that? Brink, brink. Whoever that was, who sent that through? First one to send it through, two people on Twitter. You each get $2. I'll track you both down. Brink, brink. What a relief. How about we do that on the show next week? We do the songs that, if you have a song that you can't, if there's a thing that's haunted you forever, you can sing it and we'll see if the audience, if we can all collectively guess it for you. That's what next week, that's what we'll do on next week's show. The thing where it's bugging you and you can't place it. But we got a smart audience and people are going to help figure it out. Yeah. So anyway, show's back. And think about it. The 20th anniversary of the show, I said on the little preliminary episode I did last week, 20 years started this right before Bush v. Gore. Right before that, October of 2000, the best show began 20 years ago. And now look how different the world is since it started, but we're still here. The world's different. Everything's different. Things are, it's like, look, nobody, George W. Bush is the modern day heavyweight champion of body counts, I guess, right? But it's uglier now. This is the ugliest. He was the murderiest. And now this is the meanest and ugliest time that we're in. And it's gross. Sometimes it's really gross. It's hard to function. It's like, what if the New York Post got hit by lightning and became the president? Where every day is an outrageous headline. Something to just sell more newspapers to get a rise out of you, get your blood boiling. And then another one comes along tomorrow, just like the paper. That's what it's like. It's been like living in the New York Post. But you know, it's looking like a potentially things can change a little bit. And I know, look, is Joe Biden my favorite? No. It's like that guy? No. But you know what? And it's like, it's just, you got to get some of these, you got to get the Bill Barrs out and the Betsy DeVos's out. And it's like, that's different. That's at least that those mutants go away. And everybody's, they got to reach across the aisle. No, they got to reach across the aisle. We won. I ain't win nothing. But it's just things like they're playing the dirtiest of dirty pool. Both sides play dirty pool, but this is next level dirty pool. And in my two cents, they got to take a step since we got the bat. They play dirty pool like where they would hit you with the pool like a pool ball. You'd be like, oh, I heard you play dirty pool, and then you get clonked on the head by an actual pool ball and a sock. You wake up bloodied on the floor of the bar. So that's on them, man. They gotta pull it together. They're the ones that supported a monster. They put a monster there. That's on them forever. They gotta own they put a monster there. None of this. It's him, not us. No. What we gotta do is take care of business. We gotta make sure everybody's getting looked after. And take care of our own. Look out for people. That's That's all you can do. You got to use your power. So everybody danced and jumped on the roof of the cars and everything. That was fun over the weekend. But we got to just do what we got to do to actually take care of people that actually need to be taken care of and looked after and supported. That's on us, no matter who's in office. Got to look toward the future with that. Some of these fossils, man. Some of these fossils, they wanted the old game don't fly no more. I'm going to say this. I've been doing this 20 years. You know what? You start getting older. I never understood this. When these people start getting older and then they start getting like conservative and tighter and just like just boring and. Why would you do that? Like, why would the luxury of being alive, first of all, and realizing it's your life, and then also just being around for a little longer, you figure some stuff out. Now you can start getting, you could be a weirdo. Why would you get more just boring and conventional? When you get start getting older, you start getting weirder. That's a gift. Nobody's going to stop you. Stop being conservative. I'm telling you, if I'm doing this thing, like I said last week, I'm doing this. We're not stop starting this thing anymore. This is it. This version of the show, this is the final iteration of the best show. It could go for 6 months. It could go for 2 years. I don't know, but we're sliding all the chips in on this version of it. Tonight's show is like, we're shaking off the rust. So if I sound a little rusty, that's because I am. And we're working the tech stuff out. We got a new board. New board showed up. I'm approaching this with this version of the show. Everybody's got two strikes. Everybody, including me. If you don't bring it and you're not doing it right, you're out. Myself included. If I look in the mirror and I'm like, I've been stinking it up, that's over. If you're not on board and you're not playing it right, and you're not focused, you're out. Two strikes. Pat, two strikes.
Got it.
Tom, two strikes. Because I'm not doing this if we're not doing it at a high level. And I'm not doing this if we're going to just do retread stuff. Gotta make this thing count, man. That's why the only reason to do it. It's for it to count. This is going to count. You're going to look back and you're going to say, you know what? That SOB did it again. He kept redoing it. He did something nobody did in this whole game. I saw this thing before it even started. I remember when Jesse Thorpe came to me and he's like, you should do, and he didn't even know how to say it. He was like, podcast. He couldn't even pronounce it. Podcasting. We did this thing for 5 years before there was such a thing. It was me. What's his face with the one guy with the thing. And then the Ricky Gervais. That's who was here. Forever Dog was that. Forever Dog was a gleam in Brett's eyes. Back then, Brett was too busy staring at his Jason Richardson poster. Did he play for the Hawks? Brett?
I don't think he had a, I don't think he was on the Hawks.
No, who am I, who, what's a good Hawk then? Why am I missing a good Hawk here?
You know, Mookie Blaylock.
Mookie Blaylock. You were busy staring at your Stacey Augman poster. Plastic Man. I'm telling you, we're not doing this. We're not doing it at the high level. We're out. And I'm holding myself to that every week. And I'm holding everybody on this bleeping staff to that. And I know I floated the idea of cursing on the show and stuff. I'm taking that off the table. We do this right. You want to say things, you find a way to say. You don't have to toilet mouth it up. No toilet mouthing it up. You hear me? Everybody's on notice. Two strikes. Pat, two strikes. How many strikes you got, Pat?
When I miscued the bed, does that count as one?
No, that's not. That's fine. Okay. That's a human error.
Okay. So I hope I have zero, I guess.
No, you got two. We all got two. Two. What's the other guy's name? Dudio?
Yes.
He's got two. Two strikes, Dudio.
Does that mean a strike goes away and then I have one strike?
No, you got two. It means you keep, you're working that batter down right now. You're just trying to stay alive at the plate. Every time you get a hit, you step back up to the plate with two strikes. It's not baseball. Did I say it was baseball? No, it's Tom Ball. Tom Ball, two strikes, you get to the plate.
So one more strike in Tom Ball and I'm out?
Yeah.
Okay.
One more and I'm out.
I can do that.
Oh, you're gonna. I'm glad you said you could. Yeah. There's one set of rules here. One strike and you're out. And that goes for every one of you listeners too. Two strikes and you're out. I'll shut this whole thing down. I'm not gonna, no listener gonna tell me what to do. Tell me how it is. You're out too. We're all out. We all get one strike. I'll bounce all you out. Cause just as quickly as I'll bounce me out. We all got two strikes. Cotton Mather. We're Cotton Mather territory right now. Sinners in the hand of an angry God. Some Old Testament biz going down here. Sinners in the hand of an angry podcaster. Two strikes, you're on. Now, what are you up to, Dudio? You're driving me nuts. I see this thing. I can say this.
What's driving you nuts?
This guy. We shut the thing down for a little bit. Next thing I see. Oh, I got two new podcasts. Oh, I'm me and my big buddy Drew Barrymore hanging out.
I'm keeping busy.
This guy's hanging out with Drew Barrymore now.
Yeah.
He's all over this. Drew Barrymore's got this talk show now. This guy's on it. Hey, I'm on the Drew Barrymore show. What? You're in the studio audience? No, I'm on it.
What did you think the first time you saw that, though?
Were you sweeping the floors? No, I'm on camera. And then I watch it, and it made me want to barf how well you did on camera. I loved it and hated it at the same time.
That's the highest compliment.
I said this magnificent SOB. I got to give him credit. He's on the Drew Barrymore show, and he's making it count. Thank you. Sinners in the hand of an angry pod. That's what I wanted. That's what it should be. Thank you, Velvet Punderground. Blah! That's your name? That's the worst name I've ever heard. And you have a pun. Your name is Velvet Punderground, and you're on his Goy division. Well, what's going on? What are you, Norm Crosby reincarnated? So I watch this thing. This guy's all over. How many times you been on? Three?
I've been on three. Twice on Zoom and once in the studio.
And he goes on and he eats. What were you eating? A turkey sandwich or something?
I can't remember. The first time it was Brock's turkey dinner, candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time it was maple cream Oreos and spicy pumpkin samosas from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
The third one was the spicy ghost donut from Dunkin' Donuts, the one you guys were talking about earlier.
And how was that?
It was good. It just kind of tasted like a Red Hot. There wasn't much heat. Just a little cinnamony.
So it's like a cinnamon donut.
Yeah, I mean, you can taste how they're trying to do like a pepper thing, but it's just.
Don't do the show here!
Yeah.
Save it for Drew!
And no, then
I'm very proud of you. All kidding aside, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Tom.
I was truly thrilled for you to see you on there. It's very exciting and you deserve it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But I'm glad we're back here.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be back
here. And what are these other podcasts you have going now?
Well, I have one with my mom and sister called Mom Rock, where we're actually going through all of the music that our mom loved when we were younger and kind of influenced what we love.
Mm-hmm.
And talking to her about the memories and stuff. And she doesn't remember most of it. And she kind of hates the music that we're bringing up. And she told me the podcast was boring. But we're having a good time doing it. It's nice to be able to talk to my mom. It's not like I can go fly and see her. So
what's a song that you would play on the show?
Well, the first episode is about, Kiss from a Rose. Because mom.
Kiss from a Rose by Seal.
By Seal. Because she loved that. She had the single in the family van, and that was pretty much the only song that played from 1995 to 1997.
I brutally love that. You should know my power, my pleasure, my pain. Yeah. So your mom liked that back then, doesn't like it so much
hates
now.
Hates it now. No. Hates she's it. Just not into it. So, and we've had some,
what
we've
other
had some,
songs are you going to do? Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies. Your mother like huge, drowning pool.
Huge drowning pool fan. It's probably her favorite. We talk a lot about soundtracks because she listens to a lot of soundtracks and she like, did.
What's a soundtrack she listens to?
She listens to the Dark Knight Returns soundtrack
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Which had Kiss from a Rose on it.
No, it was just, that
oh,
she,
Dark
she liked she the Dark Knight soundtrack with the
so
Hans
this is
Zimmer
the music
score.
Your mother listens to in the car. Your mother gets in the car and suddenly it turns on, it's like
yeah.
Also
like those Hans Zimmer.
Yes.
Like the tubas.
Yeah.
Does she only like Batman soundtrack related?
It feels to? Like it feels like that's the case.
Well,
but she
know,
also,
knowing you, that makes sense though with the
podcast should have been called Bat Dance.
She doesn't like Bat Dance though. So.
But it, so your mom is cranking basically anything. She goes to the record store and if Batman's on the cover of an album, she buys it.
She picks it up. Like the U2 song, she likes that.
I'm here for your Batman. Where's the Batman section? Your mom goes to the record store. She's like looking around like, can we help you, ma'am? It's like, where are your Batman records? Batman records. Yeah, like soundtrack to Batman, you know, Kiss from a Rose, the Bat Dance, da na 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 Batman, like that. Would she listen to that?
She loves it all. She loves it all.
So there's that podcast, and what's the other one?
I'm producing a podcast for Kristen. She's doing a general hospital recap podcast.
Okay.
Called Talking GH with my mom.
And did she go back to the beginning?
No, they start. So General Hospital was the first show to come back from the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just thought it would be a good idea to watch it. And Kristen's mom, Marsha, has watched the show for 30 years. So Kristen's kind of going through it. Kind of, you know, reliving and remembering watching it with her mom back in the day while, you know, getting into the current storyline and everything. And the head writers of General Hospital listened to the show. They actually sent a gift pack to Kristen's mom.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
But I also am going to say, and don't take this the wrong way, of course they're listening to it.
I think
it's the only podcast that even acknowledges they exist.
There's got to be others. I think there's others.
There's no other generally. Kristen's got the fast track on the General Hospital podcast. Well, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. And Drew has been.
Are you going to be back on anytime soon?
Whenever they want me to come on and eat something weird, I will do it. Yeah. I'm their food dude.
Next thing I turn around.
Senior food correspondent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You turn around. He's gonna be eating enchiladas on Judge Joe Brown.
I would.
I know you would. Don't worry. That was not in question. It's gotta go to the opening of a car, an envelope.
I will say that they had asked me to come. They checked on my availability to come back because my segment when I was in studio got cut in half. Mm-hmm. There were two more things that I was going to try.
Okay.
And they were going to see if I could come back, but then they weren't able to bring me back because it was already booked up with Ross Matthews.
Okay.
And then Ross Matthews was there for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I honestly don't know if I'm coming back.
What was he, quarantining?
I think he was quarantining on set in front of the camera.
Look, if they don't bring you back, that's their loss.
Thank you, Tom.
You come crawling back to the best show.
Oh, I'm not crawling back. I'm here.
No, but you get that little bit of the pep in your step. Knocked a little bit of the wind out of your sails.
Well, you know, I did get a few more things on my IMDb, so star meter great. Didn't rise, but
it's great. You're great. I got my own other podcast called Double Threat,
which is fantastic.
Thing, I know. It's me and Julie Klausner, and we're ripping it up, and we're making it funny, and it's so funny. So the way I seize it now. Double Threat drops on Mondays. Best Show drops on Tuesdays. You get the back-to-back right there. That's how that's shaken out. What do you think of that, Brett?
I love it. That's a double threat of its own right there.
Thank you. That's the true double threat. Double Threat, single Brett.
Happily married.
Happily married, but in terms of podcast land, you're single and looking to mingle. Who's good on Forever Dog Network? What's a hot show that we can plug?
Oh man, we got the guys at Podcast The Ride. I plug them because I know they've had very nice things to say about Double Threat. So yeah. I think Double Threat listeners would love, Best Show listeners would love.
And Podcast that's Scott The Ride. Gairdner.
Scott Gairdner.
Yes.
Mike Carlson, Jason Sheridan.
Yeah. And they do their thing and it's very exciting where they'll go on and say like, I went on a Ferris wheel. And then they get handed a giant bag of money. That's the kind of podcast I need, man. I misplayed this whole thing. Got this Joe Rogan. All this guy does, he gets in a sensory deprivation tank filled with money now. He fills it with cash. Maybe the top, I'm saying top 50 dumbest people in America, that guy. And somehow he's in a position, he almost moderated a debate for president. I played it wrong, but you know what? I'm at the plate now, two strikes, fouling them off, protecting the zone. That's how you play in Tom Ball. The other thing I didn't tell you about Tom Ball is they're throwing soccer balls at the plate. That's how you play in Tom Ball. And you don't have a bat. You have like a one of those plastic kiddie pools. Not filled with water, don't worry. And you got to swing that and hit the volleyball, get it to like, you got to try to catch it in it. That's how you play Tomball. Try to catch it in the little, one of those blue kiddie pools. Those ones where even when you're three, you're disappointed by it. Or even just like, I think there's better pools than that. Like even babies know that those kind of stink. Yeah, man. Double threat. What else we got? Speaking of money, Joe Rogan got $100 million. Now they're talking that Donald Trump was going to get $100 million book deal. $100 million. They know his people. They can't read, right? This better be audio books. They're going to do an inordinate amount of audio books on that one. Read his book. It'd be like a Bazooka Joe comic. What if it's just 500 pages of Bazooka Joe comics? He gets $100 million. Speaking of other podcasts, over at patreon.com/thebestshow, we've been doing So Far, which is the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young catalog review year by year. And there should be another episode. Jason, we're going to drop another episode of that this week.
We're going to drop episode 6 on Thursday because it's Neil's 75th birthday.
Yes. It's very exciting. So that episode will take us to 1980?
79-80. Yeah.
79-80. And we'll finish that out. We'll finish So Far out and start picking it back up. I'll tell you this, man. I'm done with this fast food. I'm done with it. When that election stuff was going down, I just ate filet of fish sandwiches like they were the only food available. I'm sick of it. Make me want to throw up. Like I said, I really do think if I was cut open now, tartar sauce would come out. You got to get strong, everybody. We're on the right side of things. You get strong. Let's get a little healthy, everybody. We got past the election. They want to do the thing the way they do it. They do it that way. We're going to be like, just like the song I played to start the show, Misshapes. You check those lyrics out. That's us. Not going to use guns. We're not going to use bombs. We got the one thing that we got more of. Our minds. It's our turn. It's our turn. It's Tom time. And it is Tom time. I'm at the plate with two strikes. My book, I finished my book more or less. Fine. Home stretch on that. Only a couple people have seen it. I'm going to just say this. Get some raves. Raves. Nobody's going to believe what's in this thing. Most of it has never been on the air. Most of it. Never on the air. You think you're going to open this book, it's going to be like me telling stories where suddenly it's like, and then you timed it. Then I got a call from E6 for Legs chapter. E6 for Legs chapter. No! I'm so mad. Where'd this come from? You know where? The competitive spirit's where it came from. Now, there's not going to be chapters about that. Do you think you're in the book, studio?
Probably not.
Pat, what do you think?
Yes.
You do think you're in it. Interesting.
Okay, I'm going with Pat now.
No, I'm taking both of you out. Both barely in it.
It's already at the printers.
No, it's not. I'll slash that stuff tonight. I'll just run lines right through it. Now, most of these stories, almost the whole thing, is unknown to the listener. Like I say in this book, and it's called It Never Ends. It comes out next year. Book starts off funny. Then it gets not funny. And it gets funny again. I said that that's what it was going to be years ago. I said that's what it's going to be. And that's what it is. Somebody read it. And this is not some Joe Sixpack I'm talking about read this thing. Although it is. This is a guy, Ronnie Bronstein. You know that name? Oh, maybe you saw Uncut Gems. He co-wrote that. He said, it's like Proust, which I don't know what that means, by way of Mad Magazine. I have no idea what the first half of that means, but I do know what the second half means. So I'm assuming he thinks it's kind of like the lighter side. Roger Kaputnik and whatnot. Remember those live Dave Berg, Roger Kaputnik? How's that not been turned into a movie or a TV series? That's what Mad TV should have been. Should have just been Roger Kaputnik at the doctor's office. Where's Mike?
Have you ever considered rebranding?
Have I ever considered rebranding?
Yeah.
Rebranding what?
Here's my pitch. The best show, universe. Here's the catchphrase. I'm paraphrasing from Glengarry Glen Ross. Very famous play. Always be expanding.
Always be expanding.
With the universe. You get it? You get it with the universe?
Oh, no, I get it. I get it. No, I got it. I got it.
The universe keeps going out. It's going out, even as we speak.
Pat, how many strikes you have?
Two.
Jason, how many strikes do you have?
I'm sitting at two.
Mike, how many strikes do you have?
I've got two.
That's right. And I have two also. Now, Mike, you've spent your time over the break. You're recapping. Rolling Stone put a top 500 albums of all time list out. And you are dutifully going through it album by album.
It's not easy.
Well, it's not that hard either, to be honest.
No, I would say, you know, I'm familiar with at least, I've gone through 100 and I would say about 75% I was familiar with in the first 100.
Yeah, and I've tracked these things because you tweet about them.
You got mad. I was wondering.
Bad taste, Mike. You got questionable taste sometimes.
I was wondering which review. You held back. I give you credit. I thought Suicide, you might jump out.
Oh no, I thought about Suicide when I read the list also.
You mentioned
the band Suicide. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that thing and I was like,
gritting your teeth.
You're throwing these things out and some of them are ridiculous. Some of them you're out of your depth. Other ones are right in your wheelhouse.
I'm trying to give an honest appraisal.
What's been the biggest surprise? Because you've done 100 of them so far.
Uh-huh.
What's been the biggest surprise of those 100 albums you reviewed?
The one that sort of stands out, and I was kind of surprised I didn't really know about it, was I really liked the Isley Brothers album. I don't even have the title. I had like a the essential Isley Brothers. I mean, I like the Isley Brothers, but, that was an interesting album where they did like sort of funky versions of like a James Taylor song and, sort of, middle of the road type songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really enjoyed that one. That was sort of the one that stands out as like a nice surprise.
Sure. And what's one that you, that eluded you?
Eluded me, like
the appeal of wit of the
album. Well, you know, I've taken some flack for some of my hip hop reviews.
Yeah.
I mean, I I'm not a huge fan. You know, I mean, I don't like profanity in music. That's
God forbid you.
I just don't like, you know, playing it around, you know, older people and, you know, at the bar. I don't like profanity. I like to keep it, you know, genteel. Hey, I can explain that description of your book for you.
Yeah, the Proust by way of Mad Magazine, please.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, Proust is a very dense writer. I mean, are you writing, you know, page-long paragraphs?
No, I write in regular style.
Did you write a 50-page description of how you lament kissing your mother at night before bedtime?
No, there's nothing about that.
Oh, okay, so I don't know where he's getting the Proust stuff. I mean, that's what Proust is. It's just dense, just overly long. I mean, to me, it's overly long to the point of being boring.
Mm-hmm.
But some people love it. You know, it's very stylized. Do you write, a page length sentence?
No, no, okay. It's all normal.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, I don't know where he's getting the Proust angle, you know.
But what's Proust? What is in a Proust book? What are they about?
It's about Parisian, society. You know, just people moving amongst friends and having affairs, and it's just, you know, Parisian life. Maybe some gossip about different characters. Like I said, I've never gotten past the 50 page. The opening is 50 pages of Marcel lamenting the fact that his mother won't come up and give him a kiss goodnight before going to bed.
Yeah, that none of that's in this thing.
Yeah. So the Mad Magazine, you know, that's at least going to get, you know, that makes it a little more intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
But that's a weird combination.
Pat?
Yes.
You back?
I'm here.
Jason?
Yes, Tom.
You back?
I'm here.
Mike?
I'm back, Tom. And I'll throw this out here. You know, the COVID vaccine is in the pipeline. I've already got Rite Aid Connect. I can get you into the back room. You know, the old timers are going to be lining up, but I can get you in the back room at the Rite Aid in Bayonne. Get your shot, get in and out. I can make it happen.
Well, I might take you up on that. I might take you up on that. You got two strikes, Mike?
Yeah.
You going to be nice to the listeners?
I'll be nice.
Not going to fight online anymore?
Oh, yeah, no.
All right. Just be cool, all right?
I'm cool.
Listeners are nice. Don't fight. Two strikes on everybody. I'll throw myself out of here. I'll throw myself out. I might call my three strikes on myself right now. Might be it. Telling you. Sinners in the hand of an angry pod. That's the new rule. Cotton Mather stuff going down. You ever read Cotton Mather?
Me?
Yeah.
No, man. That stuff doesn't tickle my fancy.
All right.
It's like he's condemning you to hell all the time, right? Isn't that his thing?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing here.
I mean, I think I have some of that stuff. What would you recommend? Was there one that you really liked?
Cotton Mather?
Yeah.
I just like them all. I never read any of that stuff.
You seem like you were familiar with it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the idea of it. I'm not reading it.
Okay. All right.
I'm telling you. Anybody gay? Anybody irks me now? You get the toilet. You get flushed. And that goes for me, callers. Brett, you're the only one without two strikes.
That feels like a slippery slope.
You know what? Now you got two strikes. I don't like that. I didn't like that. I like the tone in your voice. You're just Brett. Like the rest of us now. Two
Brett,
strikes.
You should have done it.
And I'm telling you, I'm also going to do another thing. All of you rat bastards are on. You better be on your toes. All of you, Mike, Pat, Jason, Brett. I'm bringing another producer in here and keep you all on your toes. And then I'll throw them out. I'll throw everybody out. I'm not doing this. If I'm feeling bad about it, we're not doing it anymore. All right. Any calls, Pat?
Tons. Full board.
Let's do the calls and I'm going to wrap it up because we're not going to do a, we'll wrap it up after these four calls.
This person has been on hold the longest and they said they had a question for you, Tom. It's line three.
Nah, I better not be a mean question.
And I'll throw them out.
Best show.
If I'm feeling bad about it, we're not doing it anymore.
Hey, knucklehead, turn your computer speakers down.
Maybe they fell asleep.
There are four humans that are on hold right now. If you're one of them, consider that I'm talking to you right now. Of the four humans on planet Earth, currently on hold.
Caller, we can hear your laugh.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Hi, this is Nicole. I wanted to ask Tom a question about what's the best movie he saw during quarantine.
The best movie I saw during quarantine. I saw this thing. It wasn't a movie, but it's called Tiger King. And I'm telling you, the weird world that this thing is all about, you are not going to believe it. There's this guy who calls himself Joe Exotic. And he's a real fun character. He kills tigers when they cost too much to feed. And he digs pizza ingredients out of a dumpster and feeds them to you. He's so much fun. Now, what is the best movie I saw? It's a good question. Help me out here. And who is this caller? Nicole, you said?
Yeah, Nicole.
Where are you calling from, Nicole?
San Jose.
San Jose. What's a movie you saw during quarantine? Maybe I saw it.
Well, I saw Tenet.
You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
In a theater?
At a drive-in.
Okay. And what happened after you saw it? Oh, you know a movie I like? Borat.
Yeah.
Friend of the Best Show. Jason Walliner directed it. So you like Tenet or Tenet. Is it Tenet or Tenet?
I think it's Tenet.
Okay. And you saw that at a drive-in, and did you honk your horn when you liked certain parts?
Yeah. No, at the end I did that.
At the end you honked your horn?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I didn't see that yet. I guess it's coming. It's coming not on video anymore. There's no such thing. I'll check it out at some point. A lot of ads for it. A lot of ads.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They don't know what to do with that thing. Was it like is it like the usual Christopher Nolan stuff where it's like, and then like a building gets built up backwards or something?
Yeah, it's very complicated. That's all I can say.
You know a movie I like of his? Dunkirk.
Mm, it's a good one.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
Did you like Dunkirk?
Yeah, I actually did.
Yeah, me too. All right. Anything else, Nicole?
No, thanks for answering my question.
Of course. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Next call. Best show.
How are you?
But who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Blackwood, New Jersey. You know where that is?
I don't.
I got a question for you, though.
What do you got?
I'm doing the best show. I'm digging it a lot. I love the music you're playing. Double Threat was hilarious. Julie, the music was funny. And I see you had Greg Cartwright on a couple times. I've recently discovered his brilliance over quarantine. I want to know what your favorite Greg Cartwright thing is, like an album or a project, a band.
Favorite Greg Cartwright, this is what you do, Junior. You go get the album Too Much Guitar, and you start there. All right?
That's a Raining Sound record, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right. All right, I'll check it out.
You build out from there.
All right, I'm on it.
All right, you have a great night.
You too.
Next call. If you can't give me everything, don't you give me nothing at all. Greg's a great songwriter. Super talent. Genius. Who do we got?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Nope.
Who's this?
Oh, Simon.
Simon, where are you calling from?
Ontario, Canada.
How's it going up there?
Good. We're at the tail end of a very warm period.
Okay. Is that what you called to talk about?
No, I just wanted to call and talk about one of the songs he was playing at the start.
What's that?
The Kiwi Junior song.
Yes, of course you would, because those are your hometown heroes.
They are my hometown heroes. Them's
that's
good.
Why I said that.
Good Torontonians.
Yeah. What would you like to say about Kiwi Junior?
I just wanted to talk about their latest album, and yeah.
What do you want to say? Let's hear it. Tell me about Kiwi Junior.
Well, actually, I wanted to hear what Tom had to say about them.
I liked them enough to play them on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And I am looking forward to the album.
Yep.
You know who else has an album coming out?
Who?
Islands. My guy Nick.
Yes. I don't know Islands, but Tom turned me on to unicorns.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know Islands that well, but Tom turned me on to the unicorns.
Well, guess what?
What?
That Unicorns record is great. The Island stuff wipes it off the planet.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
I will have to check that out.
Oh, you gotta. Look, you're from Canada. How can you not fly the flag for one, for a Canadian hero like Nick?
It's I'm true.
Go listen to the album Arms Way. This guy, his second album, the second Islands album, it's epic. It's epic. Arms Way.
Arms Way.
Got it. I'll
have to check it out.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh.
All right, have a great night.
Thanks.
Final call?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is John from Wichita.
John from Wichita. What's up, John?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm good. How many strikes I got, John?
Oh, you got all three of them left.
No, I don't. I got two strikes.
Oh, right, two. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Sure. What can I do for you, John? John's not paying attention.
I just wanted to say,
John's comprehension, best show comprehension, not so high.
just wanted to give you a little, you know, a little more.
I only said I got two strikes 60 times.
Yeah, okay.
You know what's getting to me, John? This whole Alex Trebek thing. He passed away, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That sucks. Yeah.
Another great Canadian, Alex Trebek. And now they're saying, like, who's going to take Alex Trebek's place? And then somebody's like, oh, George Stephanopoulos might. What? George Stephanopoulos? Who's going to watch that?
I don't know. Why does anybody even need to take his place? I mean, couldn't they just...
When it comes, this is what I say to George Stephanopoulos taking over Jeopardy.
Yeah.
This former political figure took over the hosting of a popular game show, and it promptly went off the air because everybody hated him as the host. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who is George Stephanopoulos? You know who I want to see? These are the people I want to see as a host.
Who?
Henry Rollins.
Okay.
Or the Robert Kardashian hologram.
Is Robert Kardashian dead, or is that...
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, yeah. I didn't keep up with the Kardashians, I guess.
Ugh. You're killing me tonight. You keep up with the Kardashians. You got two strikes now. In fact, you know what? You're the first one to get three. Get him out of here.
Already dumped him.
He's gone. That's what happens when you get three strikes. That'll happen just as quick. I'll throw Dudio out just as quickly. Let's do some role play. This is not an actual third strike for Dudio. Jason, pot yourself up.
Dudio doesn't deserve three strikes.
What is happening? Who is that?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What is
talking?
Pat, did you put a call through?
When I dumped the other guy, I put on line one.
Dom, I got to say, that feels like a strike.
That's not a strike.
It's not a strike. You know, I have a lot to say to Tom. He bought me a bucket of bleach at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, I know who this is. This is Kelly.
Yeah, wait. What the hell is this?
You're on the show. This is Tom.
Wait. Oh, fuck.
I knew you were going to curse. That's three strikes for you. You're out, too. Give me my bleach back.
No.
And give me my bleach back. No, you can stand for one.
My
okay.
show is lagged. I was in the bathroom.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, you're cursed on the show.
I know. I did that the other time I called in.
So that's your thing.
Hey, trust me.
All right, Kelly. You're a very talented artist.
Anyway, I just want to say that at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, it was extremely hard to find bleach because everyone was like, oh, bleach is going to save us. And that is the thing that I use for my art practice. And I made a post like, hey, I need this certain type of bleach. You know, if anyone can find it, let me know. And Tom came through and you kind of like saved me during this whole pandemic. You know, I was able to make a bunch of clothes and stuff because of it. And it was very cool.
Cause you had it's my pleasure. I saw your Instagram thing and you needed bleach. And then I was at the store and lo and behold, I spotted one bottle of the bleach you were looking for, and then I bought it and then told you and then handed it off to you.
What a miracle.
And now you're bleaching it up.
Absolutely.
And where can people check your products out, Kelly?
Well, right now I don't really have anything for sale. I mainly do it on like a commission thing. But I guess the Instagram, Pure God, SEUERGOD. But, you know, that's also my personal Instagram. So it's like, you know, buyer beware.
Yeah. Well, people can go look at what you make and then that's that.
Right. Exactly. You know, stay or don't. That's fine.
Exactly.
But I wanted to say thanks for coming back to the best show and we missed you all so much. And it's so great to have you back.
Well, it's great to hear from you. I hope you're doing well.
We are. Thank you.
Have a great night. Bye. Somebody's saying Scott Rogowski could take over Jeopardy. I would watch that. Although, you know, he'd slip all kinds of baseball jokes in. He'd do anything rusty. All the questions would be, the categories are baseball, 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 and baseball. I'll take baseball for 200, Scott. This New York Met was on Seinfeld. Boop, boop, boop. Who is Rusty Staub? Boop, boop, boop. Who is Keith Hernandez? Is that the sound when something goes right on Jeopardy? I don't know. I hope Rollins takes over. And then I hope Rollins takes over. Then I hope Ian MacKay takes over Wheel of Fortune. Would be a great little back-to-back punch there. That'd be fun, right? Then Danzig could take over Price is Right.
He would do it.
I've had enough. This Thursday, new episode of So Far drops over at the Patreon. Patreon.com/thebestshow. One we had in the bank. Then everybody who is at the $5 or more level for Patreon gets a sticker. The new American flag sticker, Best Show US flag sticker. Everybody gets one. If you're at the $5 or more mark, we'll put it in the mail. They're already being ordered. And any other news? Double Threat every Monday. Check that out. Studio's got 6 podcasts. You check those out. Mike's got some torturous Twitter project where he craps on rap albums. Pat.
That's not engaged. A bad name for a podcast, actually.
What is?
crap on what? What'd you say?
Mike, I just say the stuff. I don't know. I'm like the Grateful Dead when it comes to talking, but like a good Grateful Dead, where I say it and then it just goes out. And it's everybody's. After it comes out of my mouth, it belongs to everybody.
I'll say this also. I did a bunch of I called them bootleg cameos. Cameo never accepted me, you know, when I applied. So over the summer, I did a bunch of cameos for people for the birthday and so on. And they donated the money to their favorite charity. You know, I raised, several hundred bucks. So, you know, I did a bunch of them. And maybe I can pick that up again. If people want to reach out to me, they know how to get in touch.
They can hit you up at AP Mike.
Yeah.
But the cameos, his cameo biz. And I'm going to say this. I got a couple joke cameos sent to me. Made me uncomfortable. I just got to say. Made me a little uncomfortable to watch people unknowingly sending me messages. Spooked me a little bit. Somebody hired a cameo. I'm not saying who, and I'm not saying who they hired. They got somebody that I know to leave me cameo messages, and it made me uncomfortable. Don't do that, please. You're spooking me out with that.
Did they spend a lot of money?
I doubt it.
No?
It was somebody from the comedy scene. I don't think it was a lot of money. Jason?
Yeah, Tom.
Welcome back. You got 2 strikes. Mike? Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You got 2 strikes. Pat?
Did you hear me? I said, hey.
So close to. Pat?
Yeah, I said, hey. Did you hear me?
We didn't hear.
Welcome back. You got 2 strikes. Brett?
Yeah.
Welcome back. You got two strikes.
Thanks.
Tom.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You got two strikes. Every listener. Welcome back. You got two strikes. We're doing this. We're doing it right. And this show tonight, this one barely moves the needle. This is a tune-up show. I'm working on this thing next. And I'm expecting everyone, listen to me, everyone of you clods on the line right now, you got to bring me guests. I want guests. I want surprises. You got to dazzle me. Dazzle me. I want you to look in the mirror and say, who can I get? The one time Dudio got David Crosby to call in, that's what I want. And then Mike got that one guy from Twin Peaks to call up. That's what I want.
Would you be interested in a woman who appears in a MyPillow mattress topper commercial?
No. No, that's a waste. That's a waste of everyone's time.
She seemed like a very nice lady.
Oh, I'm sure she's the nicest person ever. I want it on this show.
She's the husband. She's the wife who sits next to the guy who says, "That's 3 inches of wonderful."
Oh, you are on such thin ice. This might be your final show. You might be out of here.
No, that's.
I'm going to tell you. You got three strikes. You got three strikes. You have 30 seconds to not have a third strike.
I won't get her.
No. Oh, you got 30 seconds now. The floor is yours. I'll determine whether that third strike stands or we'll go back to two.
I won't charge you for getting the vaccine early.
All right. That's good enough. You're back at two. And I'm telling you, I want this vaccine first. But I don't want it first to where I watch somebody do it, then suddenly their head swells up. I don't want it that fast.
Give it a week.
Yeah, I want a week. Watch people who have it walk around a little bit. Make sure they're okay. I'm not going to be doing something my head feels, oh, I feel so hot. I feel so hot. And then I just drop dead.
Get a hot shot.
Yeah. I don't want some weird Trump vaccine. I want the normal one. Not the one he was rushing through.
Which it's Pfizer. I think they're
probably,
in Jersey.
Probably made out of Clorox and McDonald's Big Mac secret sauce.
Isn't Pfizer in New Jersey? It's good.
Yeah, they are. All right, you're back at two strikes.
Oh, thank you.
All right, everybody. How do I end the show now? Do I play music on the way out? How did I used to end this thing?
Do you want a final call or do you want a...
We got a final call? Yeah, let's do one final call. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Good. This is Evan in Vancouver.
Evan in Vancouver, British Columbia.
British Columbia, Canada. How are,
who is this?
Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Evan in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
What can I do for you, Evan?
Love Narvar. Well, I was hoping for a John Taffer style rescue on my viewing habits as of late, but this far in the show, I just want to say welcome back, gentlemen, and everybody listening, and thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Flush this clown. He's driving me nuts. All right. Everyone, I appreciate you listening. It's been a few months. And I'm not joking. I know we're having fun stuff, but the one thing I am not joking about is like, I want to do this. I want this to be something special. This next final run, it's going to be special. So get ready. Show's going to be something, I don't know. It's going to be a little different. Maybe we'll see. But you know what? We're going somewhere. If we're not going somewhere special, we're not going. So I says to you, good night. And let's listen to this music on the way out. What a better, no better way to end the first show back. That was something from one of the all-time heroes, Dan Behar, Destroyer. This is Times Square. next week.